Scott, we'll get on to Sheffield Wednesday in a moment, but first, can we look back to last weekend? How crucial was that for you, that win?
Yeah, it was massive. And I mean, I think the first half performance in particular was very good from ourselves. It's always precarious going into a second half of a game when the team's got nothing to lose and they can just throw bodies forward, especially the quality that they've got. But we never thought we was going to concede, and they got two really sloppy goals, really. Deflection, and then it's headed one in, it's gone in, but that's those things. But the win was the most important thing.
Did you start to get nervous at all when it got back to 3-2?
No, but you have a thing. When that happens, you think back to previous games. You think, well, this is where we've got to really come through it now. So we look back to the Charlton game and we dug deep, and we didn't. So we managed to stick onto the 3 points, and that was, like I said, that was the most important thing.
What are the biggest things that you take from that game, apart from the win, of course?
Well, the positives of the first half, really. The second half, second 20 minutes, it was just the last 15 minutes, really, where we got a bit sloppy. Maybe things got a bit too easy for us, and that's no disrespect to them, but we was comfortable. We were soaking up a lot of pressure, and they scored a deflection, and then it does change the dynamics of the game, and you can feel it change around. The fans start thinking, oh, God, not again. The players start thinking the same thing, and it goes from there. But it's a case of all the experienced players on the pitch just settling everybody down, and they did, and stuck at it. And they never, I think after the second goal went in, I don't think they really had another chance after that to really put us under more pressure.
Just how much of the pressure been building prior to that?
It hadn't, to be honest with you. It didn't feel like that on the pitch. I don't know what it looked like, but it didn't feel like that on the pitch, and we, like I said, we felt comfortable, and then when it went in, it was a case of, right, well, that's all right, that's one, just leave it. And then the second went in quick afterwards, and it's this, the time between the two that annoys you the most and upsets you the most.
You, as a squad, have been through difficulties before, of course. You had a great second half of the season last year, but knowing what you know about how this league can be when you are up against it, does that perhaps give you an advantage over the teams that perhaps aren't used to being down there?
It does, of course it does. I mean, we look at ourselves from last year and where we came from, what individually and collectively as a team had to come through. We can draw back on all those experiences and know that we've got an advantage over nearly every team in the league, really. So those times do come into play, whether it be Saturday or whether it be this Saturday coming, we know we can draw on our own experiences and pull through that strong.
That's a platform now, isn't it? You've got to show that it wasn't a one-off last week. You've got to build on that now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's coming. I think the QPR was a good performance, although we lost, but it was QPR. And the Reading game was fantastic, and we deserved a lot more from the game. We didn't even, their players were coming off the pitch saying how they've got a draw or that. They couldn't believe it. So the results been coming with the performances that we've been putting in and the individual performances. So it was no surprise to us that it happened, and we're not looking back anymore, and that's just a crack on now.
What about you? You've had quite a journey throughout your time here, haven't you? Good and bad.
Yeah, I've been up and down, the same as anybody's career, really. So you've got to take the peaks with the troughs. And I had a bad start to the season, and then it culminated in what happened at Christmas, and then come through strongly. And that's what it's all about, me drawing on my personal experiences as well, to be stronger in games.
How low had you got, though? Because it was quite vociferous, wasn't it? The kind of negativity shown towards you at one point.
It was. It was a collective of everything. My grandma had just died, so I was in a low place anyway. Then this came on top of and just compounded it, and it puts you into an even lower place. And that's where I think you've got a really strength of character, which I like to think I did, and come out of it and come out fighting in the second half of the season.
Because we thought you were going at one point. How close were you to leaving?
Very close, but just something wasn't right. I think I spoke about it before when I'm a big believer in, you knowing when something's right in your gut, and something wasn't right, and the offer was on the table and it was there, but it just didn't materialise, and something, like I say, it wasn't right. I didn't feel it was right, so I didn't force it through.
Because you're only human, you know. Sometimes people forget that, you know, you're getting all this abuse, but you're only a human being. If anybody got what you got, I think we'd all struggle. What was it within you that helped you get through it?
I don't really know. I think it was the management, the faith that they've shown in me, and the fans and the lads as well, the way they turned with me as well when the performance started going for the team. Everybody did collectively come, and everybody realised how low it had got, maybe for me personally, and realised within themselves. And the lads was a massive factor for me.
Do you think you've won everybody round now?
I don't think I'll ever win everybody round. But
you're winning the battle?
I like to think I've turned the corner.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah, and in terms of the squad, how are they feeling generally now?
We're feeling very good, and like I said, we've felt good for weeks now. We've had a good international break, all the lads together. We've been every day training hard, and like I said, we've come off the back of that and with a deserving win, off two good performances as well, although we only got 1 point from the two games previous to that. But the lads have been feeling good for a couple of weeks now, and hopefully it's getting back to what we know we should can be at.
Is this a better squad now, the one that we talk about today, than it was when it finished last season?
Yes, because I think the core players are still there. And we've added to everybody coming in, everyone coming in has contributed in some way. We've had a few injuries as well, and they've still yet to come back. People like Tangs has not featured this season for injury. So, yeah, I think we definitely improved from last season. and we've just got to carry on now.
Because he's added McCourt, Fox, Butland, established players, high-end players,
yeah.
hasn't he?
Yeah, they've been fantastic. They've come in, they're a breath of fresh air, and more than that, they've been brilliant lads. They've come in and they've fitted right in with the ethos of what the gaffer's trying to get in here and is what characters he wants in the team, and they fit right in with that.
What's the mission at the moment? Because I'm going to ask you where you think this club can go, and I don't want to second-guess you. I've got a sneaky suspicion you just say it's all about getting out of trouble. But beyond that, where can it go?
I don't really know. That's not even something I've contemplated. At the minute, we're taking game by game. The as far as this club's going is Saturday, and that's beating Sheffield Wednesday, and that's the most important thing. It's not important what we do in 6 months' time. It's important what we do on Saturday. So looking any further than that, to me, is pointless at this moment.
This, I think, to everyone on the outside, has been a pressure game for a while. I think this is one that's been ringed on the calendar. It would be anyway, but yeah. given where the two clubs are,
yes.
how much of a pressure fixture is it?
It's always a pressure fixture, a local derby, but these are the games that you're in football for. I mean, we grow up watching these games and you're thinking, I want to be part of that, I want to be there when it's all kicking off and the noise around you. And if you're not going to enjoy yourself on Saturday, you're not meant to play football. It's as simple as that. You've got to thrive off it and you've got to get what you can out of the game.
Were you pleased then that Wednesday survived last year?
Yes, because I'm a Yorkshire lad at the end of the day, and I like to see all the teams in Yorkshire doing well and staying up. As long as they're doing better than us, then that's fine. So yeah, I'm glad they're staying. I'm pleased for them, and it shows that we've got a good area for football at the minute, and it's doing well.
It's amazing how football works, isn't it? This time last season, pretty much anyway, it was a similar situation, wasn't it? And then they left with a win that day. Yeah. What are your memories of that game?
My memories that day was that we should have won that game, and I think that's everybody's memories, that we couldn't believe that we hadn't won the game. But like I say, that's football and that's this league. At the end of the day, you've got to take your chances. If you don't take your chances, you'll be punished for it. And unfortunately, on the day, we didn't. So hopefully, we'll be looking to make amends on Saturday.
They're yet to win. So by virtue of that, does that put them under greater pressure?
Of course it does. But at the end of the day, it's a local derby. And we know in local derbies, it doesn't matter where you are in the league, what your current form is. It's a game of who's got the biggest characters and who's going to stand up to the challenge on the day. And I like to think that we've got a lot of big characters in the team. And we've got a lot of good lads who will pull through and pull each other through when the push comes to shove, as we've shown in the past.
What do you know about them?
We know a lot. We've done our homework on it individually and collectively as a team. So we know their threats, and we're fully aware of everything.
And the home crowd, it can always be an advantage in a game like this, I suppose.
It's always been an advantage. There was a massive advantage to us last season in staying up. So in a game like this, they're even more pivotal to us. And I know for a fact they'll get behind us because this is one of the games that they want to win most of all. And the lads are aware of that, and we're kind of home to aim to do that.
What type of game do you expect?
A combative game, fast-paced game, a lot of passion shown, which is a lot of derby should be. And I think it's an old-school derby, and it'll be played the way it should be.
And does it make you stick your chest out a bit more in the tunnel?
Of course it does. You've got to stand there, you've got to stand tall, you've got to stand proud, and you've got to stand toe-to-toe with them. And you've got to do that at the end of the day in every game, especially in local derbies, when it's pride on the line for the fans as well as the players and the management.
And the incentive, of course, is you can climb out the bottom three with a win.
Definitely. I mean, the league already looks more positive for us just after one win. So hopefully after back-to-back wins, how much positive will it look? And then we can really kick on and start looking maybe further ahead into the future then. But until that, it's the game on Saturday that we're looking forward to the most.